Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Betty Mace, in loving memory of Stacy.
Today's gospel lesson comes from Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. And he called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person."
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if I were to say the word germaphobe, do you know what I'm talking about? This isn't one of those hypothetical questions. I'm expecting you to, like, give me some indication that I know what's going on in your heads. Yes, most of you know, okay, but if you don't, I get the sense it's kind of a new phenomenon, but I don't know. It's a person who is, I think by most standards, overly concerned with their contact with germs, hence germophobe. They're scared of germs, right? And I think most all of us probably would agree that there's a certain healthy fear of germs, right? They make you sick, and you don't want to be sick, so don't seek out germs, right? Kind of generally a rule of thumb. But germophobes are not people who wash their hands after they use the restroom or after they, you know, prepare raw chicken or some of the other times that you might wash your hands, right? They're the kind of people who, like, carry a bottle of that hand sanitizer stuff on them all the time, you know, and are just constantly applying it. You know, you just see them in the corner just doing this kind of, right? They're the kind of people who sort of, like, will avoid handshakes or hugs or things like that because even just the idea that there might be a germ somewhere that would get on them is frightening to them, right? This is a germaphobe. And the only reason that I bother to draw your attention to this condition that some people suffer under, I guess, is that it's kind of an ample description of how we oftentimes think about sin and the way that we think about evil or pain or suffering and that sort of thing in this world. As Christians, oftentimes we think that generally sin comes from somewhere out there, right? From somewhere external to me that's going to, like, hunt me down and come and get me, right? And to some extent, right, to a large extent, that's true, right? We believe, in fact, in the devil, whose entire goal is to tempt us and lead us into sin, death, and destruction, right? We believe, in fact, that the world is a fallen place that would love nothing more than to lure us away from faith and trust in our Savior, right? Those things are true. But if we only think that that's where sin and pain and suffering and death and all those things come from, then we are severely mistaken, at least according to what Jesus says in our gospel lesson for this morning, right? This is what he has to say to a crowd of people. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. He says this to the crowds, which would have been, by the way, so perplexing to them, because they've been conditioned to think that they can be pure in themselves, but that things from outside, if they touch the wrong thing, if they see the wrong thing, if they're too close to the wrong thing, that they will be defiled. So Jesus saying that, no, in fact, it's not things out there that will defile you, it's things right in here that are going to get you, would be shocking to them, at least as shocking to them as it is to us. So flabbergasted, after the crowds leave, Jesus walks into the house, and his disciples say, you know, Jesus, what exactly did you mean by that? What were you trying to say? Can you explain that a little bit further? And this is what he says to them. And what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Now, this is a hard teaching. This is a challenging thing that we as Christians believe. In fact, that all people are born sinful, are born with the inclination and the desire to do bad things to each other. And while this is something that we will regularly say, right, that we believe, yes, of course I believe in original sin. Of course I do. It's something that we are very prone not to actually act on. Because it's much easier, in fact, to blame my own problems, my own sin, my own suffering, my own death on anyone and everyone else out there. It's not my fault that I stepped out on my spouse. Haven't you seen the billboards nowadays? Not to mention the things on the internet. I mean, what's a guy to do, really? You surely can't blame me for that. My greed? Really? Haven't you seen all the cool stuff they make nowadays? You'd have to be sick not to want all of it. That can't be my fault. I have to say, if you're concerned with what I have to say about anyone else, I'll just say they shouldn't have done it if they didn't want me to talk about it. It is all too easy for us fallen people to see the cause of sin as something out there, to get ourselves off the hook. But in fact, according to Jesus, it looks like we all have heart disease, and it's a killer. This is why, as Christians, we have the practice of examining ourselves, of confessing our sins, before we receive the Lord's Supper or go to confession. Because that practice forces us to look into the mirror honestly. And to the extent that any of you have done this, you know what a challenge it is. Because to look in the mirror and see my own sinful heart is to look into a deep black abyss. It is not a pretty picture. And it is hard beyond belief to confess and admit, in fact, that I am the author, oftentimes, of my own evil deeds, of my own evil thoughts, of my own evil words. And to say, along with Jesus, that, in fact, that evil is coming from my heart. Brothers and sisters, this is a deep affliction that we all suffer. Every single person. And it accounts for much of the pain and suffering that we see in the world all around us. And that's, in fact, why Jesus had to say what he said and do what he did. He knows our inclination is not to look in the mirror, is not to own up to who we really are. So he resolved to speak the truth to us and make sure that we knew and understand that it is from our own hearts where evil emanates. And in fact, that's why he had to do what he did, right? That's why the creator of the world had to enter his creation. Because he knew that nothing outside of us could defile us, but that we needed something from outside of us to make us clean and whole. So he came from as outside as you could get. The creator became a creature. God became man. And in fact, assumed into himself our very human nature. Everything that it means to be man, he took into the Godhead. That this human nature might be redeemed, might be cleansed, might be made new and made holy. And that he might disseminate that great gift to all of us, his people. Brothers and sisters, what a blessing to have a picture this morning of a heart sprinkled clean and cleansed in the waters of holy baptism. Your hearts too have been cleansed by this holy water that washed over you and forgave you your sins, that placed the Holy Spirit into your heart to live and work and strengthen you, that he might guide you and protect you as you walk out in that world, as you wage war against your own heart and sinful inclinations. What a blessing that God has come among us with his very body and blood, that you might eat the flesh and drink the blood of that God-man who died and rose for you, and that who will on the last day restore and renew your body fully, cleansing your heart once and for all. What a blessing that that Holy Spirit comes among us as we hear his word, even as we hear the hard words about the reality of our hearts. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you, look in the mirror. See the reality of your black and broken heart. And in seeing your own sinfulness and depravity, look upon the Lord that has renewed and redeemed that heart. See the Holy Spirit that works within that heart to guide you away from temptation and towards the holiness that he creates and provides. Know that as you wage war not only against Satan, not only against the world, but against your own sinful flesh, that the God who created that flesh dwells within you to strengthen you for life in this world and to forgive you all of your sins. Know that you are his redeemed and beloved people. And that one day, he'll put all of this right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.